We've been getting a lot of back and forth when it comes to Fed speak, and the latest round of Fed speak came out leaning more dovish, which helped to inspire recovery in risk assets and some selling in the U.S. dollar. On Tuesday, Fed Daily said that caution on policy lags was warranted, and Fed Mester said she was open to smaller rate hikes. The firming of the yuan also helped to bolster sentiment. This despite the uptick in China COVID cases. It seems China markets got some help from the PBOC announcement of a $28 billion property support plan. Earlier today, the RBNZ was out with a 75 basis point rate hike as expected, though the tone leaned more hawkish after it was revealed that the central bank was considering a 100 basis point move. Key standouts on today's calendar come from the ECB research bulletin, German Eurozone and UK PMI reads, U.S. building permits, housing starts, durable goods, initial jobless claims, new home sales, Michigan sentiment, and the Fed minutes late in the day. It's also worth noting that the market conditions will thin out from now until the end of the week on account of Japan being out today and the U.S. market heading out later today for the rest of the week for the Thanksgiving holiday break. That's all for now.